The Wisconsin Supreme Court is announcing two orders around the lawsuit challenging Act 10, and in one of them, Justice Janet Protasiewicz will not recuse herself. It's Thursday, February 13th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, state lawmakers heard testimony about a proposal to expand Medicaid access for low-income moms. And Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction has changed the way it measures student achievement on standardized tests. WPR education reporter Corrine Hess will explain how it all works. Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
It's going to take a little longer before a case challenging Wisconsin Act 10 makes its way to the state Supreme Court. That's because the court issued an order yesterday denying an expedited appeal of a lawsuit challenging the landmark collective bargaining law. That means a state appeals court will have to hear the case first. Unions challenging Act 10 argue that it's unconstitutional because it preserved bargaining rights for some public workers but denied them for others in similar jobs. Their lawsuit prevailed at the circuit court level, but a judge put that ruling on hold while the case is being appealed. In a separate order, Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz denied a motion from Republicans asking her to recuse herself from the case. Protasiewicz protested against the law in 2011. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn has already said he will not hear the lawsuit because he helped craft Act 10 when he worked for former Governor Scott Walker. A public employee union, meanwhile, is telling the Wisconsin Supreme Court that UW hospitals are required to collectively bargain with workers. As Rich Kramer reports, the case stems from a 2022 deal that avoided a nurse's strike.
During oral arguments Wednesday, Service Employees International Union attorney Tamara Packard pointed justices to a decades-old state law known as the Employment Peace Act. Packard argues a strict reading of the law means the UW Hospitals and Clinics Authority must bargain with its employees. A more recent law, Wisconsin Act 10, barred the UW Authority from collective bargaining, but Packard said under the Employment Peace Act, that power still exists.
There are several exceptions. None of them are the UW Hospital and Clinics Authority. The legislature could have written in an exception to the authority, and they did not.
An attorney for the UW Authority pushed back, saying the union's argument is not based in reality. A broader lawsuit challenging Act 10 is still working its way through the court system. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Milwaukee Public School District is not in a position to support its schools or ensure student success. That's according to an independent audit of the district's operations commissioned by Governor Tony Evers. The damning report on MPS's operations outlines a number of internal and external factors at the district that have caused multiple failures. Those include the absence of a, quote, clear vision from top leadership. Jamie Vandewald is with Auditor MGT of America Consulting.
And the end result is that they're not doing as much as they could to make sure that every school is able to meet every student's needs.
This is the first of two audits. A second report on MPS's internal policies is expected at a later date. The governor commissioned the audits after the district failed to submit required financial reports to the state. Evers also announced that he'll spend $3 million to help the district implement the 29 recommendations from the first audit. A proposal to expand Medicaid coverage for new moms is once again up for debate at the state capitol. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the bill has significant bipartisan support.
About two-thirds of Wisconsin lawmakers support a plan to cover low-income mothers for up to a year after birth. That's up from the current coverage of 60 days. Medical professionals testified at a Senate hearing that doing so would improve maternal health outcomes in Wisconsin. Lee Drizang is a family medicine doctor at UW Health.
I can guarantee you that passage of this bill will improve and save lives. serious health risks are present for the first year and beyond, and definitely not just the first 60 days after birth.
Wisconsin is one of just two states that hasn't expanded Medicaid access in this way. Last session, a similar proposal passed the Senate, but was not given a hearing in the Assembly. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, measuring student achievement on standardized tests looks different after the state's Department of Public Instruction changed its process. But many parents and educators are wondering if those changes actually help adults understand how students are performing. WPR education reporter Corrine Hess will help us understand what's going on. Stay with us.
Larry is news you can use.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on your show again as we move inexorably towards spring.
Wondering how hot this summer is going to be?
You know, everything has been a month early this year.
Well, I think we got warm in February.
We did. This year was just, this year was weird across the board, as we all know.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
And finally, Wisconsin parents have asked some big questions in the nearly 5 years since schools closed because of COVID-19. They're wondering if kids are falling behind in school, and if so, how do they catch up? Against that backdrop, Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction has changed the way it measures student achievement on standardized tests, though critics say those changes have made answering parents' questions about their kids more difficult. WPR's education reporter Corrine Hess joined All Things Considered host Brady Carlson to explain.
These are changes related to the Forward exam, which third through eighth graders take. So what's different now?
So the Forward exam assesses Wisconsin students' knowledge in English and math. The test was updated in June 2024. DPI, they went out and got feedback from about 100 educators, and what they decided was that because Wisconsin students do struggle with reading, they were going to make some changes that they think will help teachers improve educational outcomes and reading comprehension. So what they did was they made the English portion of the test have a specific part on reading, and they made the math portion kind of shift its focus so that it was more directed at students' actual grade level.
And what does DPI say this accomplishes?
You know, it's all very complicated, and most of the time, parents and teachers and students don't think about these tests this granularly. But DPI is saying that over time, this will give a better snapshot of where children are right now and how they're learning right now, where before these tests were aligned with something called NAEP tests, which is a national test, and those were testing above grade level.
But not everyone sees these changes as a way to get a better understanding of student progress. So what are critics saying?
You know, the big thing with the change is because these tests are updated, they now can't be compared to previous year's results. And, you know, that's really what testing does, right? Is a parent can see how their child is doing year to year, or a teacher can see how the student has been progressing. And so that's where the critics are coming in. They're saying, well, what is the point then of this year's test if we can't compare? Other critics are taking it even further and saying, you know, perhaps DPI is trying to hide that kids are just not doing well, and instead of improving outcomes, they're just changing the test.
This issue has been a big focus in the race for the next state superintendent, who Wisconsin voters will choose in April. So what are the candidates saying about the changes?
So incumbent candidate Secretary Jill Underley has continued to say they haven't made the tests any easier, standards are still high, and they're doing this so that in the end, things, you know, improve for students. But her challengers, Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer, are saying, no, this was the wrong move at the wrong time, and we're still trying to get back from COVID, and they are saying this needs to be rolled back and go back to the old way of testing.
to come back to where we started, by any of the measures that we currently have, how are Wisconsin kids doing in the classroom?
Well, it's unclear. So state test scores were released in October by DPI, and that showed that almost half the students are testing at grade level in reading and math. That was a significant jump from last year. But again, these scores can't be compared to results from previous years, so we don't really know how the students are doing. I mean, DPI would say it looks good. But then, meanwhile, these NAEP scores, I talked about that a little earlier, these are the national scores, they showed that Wisconsin students aren't doing as well. Only 31% of fourth graders were performing at grade level. But again, you know, DPI will say, well, that test is harder. You know, they're testing for students for like above their grade level. So it's actually kind of unclear how students are doing.
That's WPR's Corinne Hess. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks to Brady Carlson and Corinne Hess for bringing us that story. Quick check of weather before we let you go for the day, and it's going to be another cold day across the state, particularly in northwestern Wisconsin. A cold weather advisory is in effect all morning long there. Wind chills at about 25 below to start the day. High temperatures only going to be in the single digits and teens today, and tonight, those air temperatures will drop below zero all across the state. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producers today were John Davis and Mallory Chang. Glad to have her back after a little break. As always, leave us that rating and review on your favorite podcast app or send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.